Hey everyone, welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Becky.
And Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi.
I was going for my newscaster voice.
You had that, like, Dr. Laura, like,
Delilah,
like, sex voice thing.
Maybe that's, like,
it was just the way you said
voice.
I'm Becky. Like, it was very breathy. Okay.
Well, a couple, like,
sorry.
I want to say it was like 2 months ago. Michael's like, you're popping your bees. And I do pop my bees because do you remember the Saturday Night Live skit that was bye-bye? Bye-bye. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Like, bye-bye. I loved that. And I love the idea of popping bees and stuff. And Michael's like, you're popping bees and it's creating like a spike in sound on the...
Oh, because it's loud?
Yeah, because it hits the mic loud.
Because you get really into the pop.
Right. I do like a pop. So I've been trying really hard when I remember to not pop my Bs and not emphasize the Bs.
Well, you softened it a little too much there. So
apparently you either get it hard or you get it soft for me. You don't get it in between.
There's no in between.
No pun intended.
No. Which really...
Hey, so let me... just tell everyone my internet is messed up again. So if I disappear, I may be back. I may not. Who knows?
You just peaced out on Sunday. You're like...
Well, because I was hot spotting because my house internet sucks currently. And it just decided to shut me off. So
That's fair.
It was not intentional.
So I'm really excited to talk about this book tonight. Basically, the month of October, we kind of were like, hey, Amanda, what do you really want us to read? And she was like, this book and this book. And so I think that we briefly talked about Shelley Launceston's books last year when we read the Suzanne Wright book.
Yes, we did. I read them and I was reading them at the same time as they were coming out. Yeah.
So I didn't realize this till we picked this book. So we're reading Hot and Badgered by Shelley Launceston tonight. So these books, this Honey Badger series in particular, recently got picked up by Kensington.
Yes.
At the beginning of 2025 is when it got picked up. And these went viral over on TikTok.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, people are crazy. The whole Honey Badger thing, they apparently it was a whole thing. Like, I was doing a deep dive and I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, so like there's a whole like Honey Badger community over on TikTok that talks about these books.
Have you ever seen like the Honey Badger videos?
Yes, no. I have, but I didn't know it was a thing with these books.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's like, and honestly, that is the only thing that was like filtering through my mind anytime they talked about how crazy the Honey Badgers are, because Honey Badger doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's what the whole video, like, the whole Honey Badger, like, spiel is. Honey Badgers don't give a fuck and just do whatever they want.
Yeah, this...
Like, we'll have to find one and send it to you because you would really enjoy it.
Oh, no, I have seen them.
No, I haven't.
No, I was talking about haven't. Becky.
No,
Becky
I haven't seen them. I didn't know anything.
She would enjoy them, though.
Oh, she would.
They're so
like
funny.
They're insane trash pandas.
Yeah, it's...
They are in... Yeah.
Well... Okay. So stick with us for a little while. We break down the enchanting details of Hot and Badgered by Shelley Launceston. Who's going to give us all the things here?
I can do it.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. The title is Hot and Badgered. It's book one in the Badger series by Shelley Launceston, The Honey Badger Chronicles. The release date was March 27th, 2018. Tropes and themes are shifter romance, found family, pack dynamics, protective hero, chaotic family hijinks, danger on the run, romantic comedy of errors, alpha but sweet hero, enemies everywhere, cameo legacy characters, and slow burnish romance on the side.
So Stacy brings up that her original paperbacks are Kensington. Guess they renewed and recovered the first trilogy. So actually, Shelley Launceston had bought back her rights.
Oh, that's right.
And then
yeah.
Resold them.
Like in 2020, 2021, she bought back her rights. And then Kensington was like, hey, we'll give you more money. Can we have them back? So that's because you usually, so in a publishing contract, you usually have about 7 years is the industry standard. But if it doesn't mean certain sales, then if sales fall off and such, then they'll you have the option to buy them back. And she did, and then resold them back to them.
Good for
Said,
her.
hey, you
These
don't need
books make me
them.
happy.
okay, so initial impression. Oh, wait, did you do POV?
She
Oh,
didn't do the
sorry, I
point of
missed that
view or
part.
any of that
Sorry.
stuff.
Okay. I just stopped at tropes. POV is third person multi.
It's
It's
head hopping.
hopping. It's
There's head
head
hopping
hopping,
all
and
over the
it's yes.
place.
The audio narrator is Tracy Odom. You can find it in Kindle Unlimited. The audio is also wide produced by Tantor. Paperback is Kensington for distribution. There were no real content trigger warnings other than kind of like violence, their
Yeah.
guns and things like that.
I
So
mean, it's a shifter
it's a shifter,
romance.
yeah. So
There is some violence.
yeah. So
A little bit.
So initial impression,
But
one
they heal
word. They
fast.
do heal fast. Initial impression, one word or one sentence. Amanda.
When I describe these books, because I read them when they came out, I always say bonkers.
That
It's like a
one.
hot mess of chaos.
I said that's why I said the trope was what did I call the trope? The chaotic.
Feral.
Yeah. Well, no, that's my word. Hold on, what did I call it?
Oh.
Romantic comedy of errors.
I mean, it really is, because there's like so many things that go wrong,
Yeah.
but it's delightful at the same time.
It really was. So my sentence is this book felt like a feral roller coaster. We were not going up, we were not going down, we were not going sideways or back and forth.
Sometimes there was lots of flips, and
And
it's a lot.
it was a lot, but I loved it. This was engaging. It was hooky. It hooks you in. I couldn't turn away, particularly because the youngest sister, I really needed to know who she was going to beat up next.
Oh, they're
So
so funny.
this was my first book by Shelley Lauristin. Like, I've never read her before. She's always like been in the background, and I listened to it, and I will say, I will fully admit that I was a little bit lost through this book, because I went into it thinking, oh, I can do other things and multitask while I'm listening to this. This is not a book you can multitask with. Now, that being said, I was lost, because I could not tell whose head we were in at any given time when I like clued back into the book, but I really liked it at the same time. Like, I didn't care that I had no idea what was going on, because when I would clue back in, like, chaos was just in full form. And the sisters were like beating each other up or beating other people up. There was just a lot.
Well, so you had the three sisters, and then you had the triplet bears. And there's
Yeah.
that whole
Yes.
conversation. Are triplets common? Do you mean in bear form or in human form? And I'm just like,
She's like, well, they're not
well,
common
and
in either, really.
I swear they said, are you really triplets? Like, a lot in this book, too. I mean, it may not have actually happened, but I swear that it did.
Well, it's also, I think, from some of the other characters from previous books, and they always give them. They give them, hell about it, because they're like, they'll call one of them, they call Berg Britta, or they'll call, they call both of the brothers the sister just to mess with them. So it's pretty comical.
Her
It's
humor
it
was
was
great.
funny. It was so funny.
There was not. Okay, so if I was supposed to take this book seriously, I did not. I could not.
No,
There
you're
was
not supposed to.
like, because I was like, is this like a really serious shifter? And if am I gonna make all the PNR fans really mad when I'm like up here? Because the scene where they're trying to get kid the cousin, the Irish Scottish cousin, is trying to kidnap them. I
Yes.
think they're
Will.
Irish.
I think they're Irish.
Or
Yeah.
they're
Will.
Irish. Okay.
Will. Yeah.
Will. When he's trying to kidnap them and she becomes like, is it a tiger?
Oh, she's like half honey badger, half
Well, because
tiger. She's
she's a
like,
hybrid.
yeah, the head of a honey badger, the body of a tiger, but she's like 20 feet tall.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Like, on her
Yeah.
first shift, like in the book, and they're like, she just keeps growing. Like, because she's this gigantic, like almost T-Rex type thing, but
Yeah,
she's a
she's
honey
saying, I like to
badger.
call myself a liger, but I'm not really a liger. But she's like this huge honey badger head and like tiger body, and then
She's
she
like a
flips upside
biger.
down on the, she's hanging from the ceiling.
She's a badger tiger, a biger.
A biker. I was just like, okay. Like, first of all, I felt bad for those guys, and I was like, I hope they don't shit their pants. 'Cause, like, it was kind of scary. But then there was that other moment when they're moving into the bear neighborhood, which the funny things, like, the it's New York City. Do you think
Yeah.
anywhere in New York City sells bear-proof trash cans?
That neighborhood does.
That neighborhood does. You need them. Because if not, they'll be in your kitchen eating your baked goods. Do not leave your windows open, people.
Oh my gosh.
But
But
when
it's the bear neighborhood, so it's a little bit different.
they're moving in, they're like, we're very concerned about the honey. And I'm like,
Yes.
why are they concerned about the honey? They're worried about their hives. Like, I was
Because
confused
they're
for a
Winnie the
minute.
Pooh.
Yeah.
And then that's all I could see were these like grown
But they
men
wear
walking around with
pants.
red shirts and no
But
pants.
they wear pants.
But
Well,
yeah,
and
but
that's the
they knew
thing.
the honey badgers were going to come after their honey.
Because they're psychos.
They
But
were
just the, I mean, just the sisters' family dynamic, though, too. It's like when you first meet them, like it's when the, like early in their lives, and like their mom has passed away, but she's not the mom of all three. It's like they all have the same dad, but they're half sisters, but she was taking care of them. And so, like, I like the way, well, and honestly, I was like, oh my God, this is gonna be such a sad story. Like,
I know.
after the prologue, because like you come into it, and it's like the mom has died and they're coming to live with the grandfather. And it's like, what kind of trauma, like, are they going to experience? But there's not a lot
No,
of
they
trauma
inflict
there.
the trauma.
They really do. But I like was worried for a hot minute, like what I was going to get into. And then it just chapter one, like she's getting attacked and she meets the bear and like the nude
Naked after she falls out of a balcony.
because she like falls out of balcony because people are trying to kill her.
And I love that she can't see without her glasses or her contacts, and she
And
can't smell anything
she
because she
can't
has
smell because really
allergies,
bad
but
allergies.
she's a shifter.
I
Were
Well,
so
and the one
many
sister
things.
has like so much stress and anxiety that she like checks herself into mental like into hospitals like to help her with like her
Yeah,
stress and
but she
anxiety,
has to take 4 times the amount because of
because
her
she's a shifter,
shifting.
but she also is like has her doctorate, so she's like therapying the people in her groups as she's supposed to be getting the therapy.
Yeah, and her dad keeps selling her to other countries because she can build nuclear bombs out of household products.
Well, when they're like, why do you
She's like
think he went?
MacGyver.
They're like, why do you think he's coming after you this time? Meth.
Yeah.
They were
There's
just.
also, that's the thing with this book. There's a lot of like one-liners that just stand out. And you're like, was she high when she wrote this?
No, she always writes like that. She writes under another pen name like that with dragons.
That's
G.A.
they're
Aiken.
talking. Yeah, they're talking about
Yeah.
it in the chat. Apparently, they're the dragon shifters are G.A. Anken, and they're great too. Bonkers in the best way. Susie's
They
already
are.
adding them to her TBR, so.
Oh, they're hilarious. I mean, they're just as funny, but it's more of like a fantasy setting and they're
Yeah, but
dragons. But it's the same absolute
so same
chaos.
style of writing, just a completely different world.
Yeah, I mean, and then this one, like, she gets even crazier, like, in the next books. Like, Stevie is next. Like, her and Shen, the panda, are next.
Okay, that was the other thing that I was laughing and dying
When she
about
was just
in
staring at
this.
the
That was one of my
panda.
favorite parts. She keeps cuddling him.
Okay, wait, there was also the scene where Charlie is petting the young bear on the street because she thinks it's
Berg,
Berg's.
yeah.
And they're like,
And Berg's like, he's gonna roll over next.
wonder what that means. All I kept thinking was like Red Rocket with the dog.
Yes, that's exactly.
Oh, Jen Ellen and his bamboo. Like,
Oh,
seriously,
Shin, yes.
there's not a moment in this book that I wasn't like, what? What is
Like,
happening?
but she's like, he wants a cuddle.
I will say, okay, so just in all seriousness, this book was great. I loved it. This was fun. I am so glad we read this. But I did feel like This wasn't quite a romance. Like, the romance felt secondary to the story,
It definitely does.
which is fine, because I do think that this is a great entry point. If you're coming over from just genre fiction, fantasy monsters kind of thing, but you want to dabble into romance, this is a great place to jump in because the romance isn't so forward and in your face.
Well, but then I wonder, like, if as you're reading the rest of the series, like, if does it like
No, they're all
build?
kind of, some of them are a little earlier than others. It just depends on the couple, but there it's not the crazy bonkers plot or everything going on is a little more is more forward than the romance, I think, in all the books.
Yeah. You know, versus like when we read the Susan Wright last year, that was very relationship forward, her place in the pack, her the romance, the mating, my mate kind of moments there. And this one felt like this is definitely not fated mates. She and Berg, you know, Berg's attracted to her. And I also did feel like that he was a little underdeveloped also. He just kind of comes across as like a sweet, cuddly pear. I mean, he's got a badass side, but he just, I kind of wanted a little more from him. Just character insights. But when you do head hopping and stuff, that kind of stuff can be a little more difficult.
Well, and he kind of leveled out the triplets though, because like the sisters, she's a lot.
She's extra.
Like she is a lot. And then like their brother, I mean, he's not as bad, but he is also a lot. So he's like the calming force out of the three of them. So I wonder if that is kind of why his character is, it's not that he was flat, but he was more
Well, he feels like an
subtle.
anchor for the madness, right? Like on both sides with Charlie and with the siblings. Like he is the anchor for the madness, which makes sense. And I didn't hate, like, I'm not like he was boring, he was stupid. It's just that it wasn't romance forward. So we didn't see a ton of who he is, and his motivation.
And Jen Ellen points out, and I was going to say this too, like in her previous series in the pack, there's a lot more romance in those books. So I feel like maybe, I don't know if she was writing maybe at the time, or she just was kind of like changing in direction a little bit with this, but definitely in her pack books. And then the other one, which I'm blanking on the name of, but the pack is where you'll find most of the side characters in this book. They all come from the pack series. And a lot of those had a lot more pop going on.
Yeah, and to be honest, I didn't miss it. I really didn't miss it.
There's so much going on too. It's like you had all of these like elements and the families and the aunts that just show up, and then there's kidnapping and there's like attacks and like feral sisters everywhere. So I think that's the reason like we didn't necessarily miss it, because there was like it was a like it's a kind of a long book, but it's moving like fast moving through the whole thing.
Yeah, it doesn't stop. You don't really have any kind of like lag
There's no
time.
downtime. No, there was no downtime. It was just like constant. Like something was happening. Like somebody was getting chased. Somebody was getting attacked. Somebody was getting kidnapped.
Real question, because I mean, it didn't bother me because I think it read really fast, even for as long as it was, which you said. But do you think the family chaos, the hijinks, was too much at times? I mean, were there moments where you're like, okay, I wish that it was a little more.
I think if I was in a different headspace, I might think yes, but I think this book was something that I needed right now. Like I needed that chaos. I needed that hijinks. Like it was very like almost calming that like it was as chaotic as it was. And because I mean, life is chaotic. So like having a book kind of mirror that chaos, but just in a different way, like it worked really well for me. So I was okay with it.
Yeah. What about,
Yeah, and I
well.
think both times I read it, even like, well, I think I've read it more than twice, but every time I read it, it was kind of like I needed that kind of laugh out loud funny. So it worked really well for me. I think I was texting Becky the other day. I was like, I needed this. Like I needed a laugh like this. So
Oh, it's exactly the book I needed. It's kind of, and I know y'all make fun of me, but it's kind of like the door shifter unhinged, right? Like it's so ridiculous. It's so completely wacky. Like The whole fact when they're explaining that the grizzlies live next door to the lion pride, and the
Yes.
lion shifters, the old guy walks the neighborhood and lets you know his boundaries every night. And I'm like, okay, fair, got it. But in the middle of that are a couple honey badgers and a tiger honey badger hybrid that, and
Yes.
maybe a panda bear. Like,
Yeah.
I'm still not sure why the panda is living with the bears, but
I mean, he's
For
a bear
Kyle.
too.
He's for Kyle. He's Kyle's bodyguard,
Oh, okay.
who is
Oh, that's right. Yes.
his sister Tony has a book in
Kyle's
the,
sister, she was a lot.
yes, yeah, so she has a book in the Pride series, and you get their whole family, which
Well,
is just
hold on, because she comes in, she's
insane.
like, "What kind of weirdos are you? He's like a child, and you're
Okay,
living
wait.
with him. Like, are you being
Yeah.
creepy?"
Well, because
Yeah.
that's the family with the little girl that they're like trying, like she feeds them the cake and is the manners police.
Oh no,
That's a different family.
No,
Is that a
that's
different family?
Rick and Deanne's daughter.
Okay.
They're wolves.
Yeah.
But the Kyle is a dog. They're like a wild dog.
Okay.
So you get the wolves, the wild dogs, and the lions in the pack series. And then in this series you're getting the
The
honey
honey
badgers, the
badgers.
bears, and the tigers.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a
But
panda bear. Yeah, all the bears.
the
All the bears.
child was hilarious.
Kyle, oh my gosh, yes.
And the fact that like they talk about like minutes after she was born, the doctor was a
Oh, Deanne's
cat.
child. Yeah.
And they were
Okay. Yeah.
like, she doesn't like you, you need to go. I'm just like, okay.
She takes the cake away from her uncle. Yeah.
Because he was naughty. He's naughty. They were like, but it were all these little glimpses, and I'm like, these characters are fantastic. And if this is the kind of energy in these books, these are the books we need right now, right? Because this chaos feels at least safe and funny. Like, I want to live in a world with bear shifters and honey badgers. I will not have a honey hive, but I will have everything else they need.
Well, because then there would
Yeah.
be bees.
There would be
Then Max
bees.
walking in with all the bees in her face.
Yes. Well,
And then the porcupine. Like,
yeah, they're like, you had to come at it like at its butt because it wouldn't go any other way.
sorry.
so were there any moments that made you like incredibly laugh, gasp out loud, tear up, or anything like that? Like, do you have a favorite moment in this book?
I already kind of talked about it, but like anytime Max gets something stuck in her face, like I'm always like laughing, like the porcupines, and then Charlie has this whole method of pulling them out of her, the quills out of her face, because she's done it before. Like that's always hilarious to me.
Well, the
But
fact that
I
she's
like all
done
the,
it before is like the funny part.
and then I like all the interact, because I've read the pack series. I'm just like all the interactions with those characters are hilarious. Like when they're trying to recruit them for the hockey team. And so in the pack series, there's a whole roller derby team,
Oh.
which they kind of mention here, but not really. But Blaine is like his wife is part of like the roller derby team. Like it's so funny. So.
I think one of my favorite things was Charlie like going into the kitchen at the safe house and baking, and they're like, there's nothing in there. Where's she getting ingredients? And then she has lemon cookies made, and I thought that was
Yeah.
hilarious.
She stress bakes.
I loved that. What about you, Leah? Did you have a
I honestly can't say that I had a favorite part because, like, there's just so many funny moments that, like, it's like a culmination. Like, it's like classic comedy that I just need more of.
Yeah, if I hadn't had ARCs to read, I would have rolled right back into a reread of the rest of the series, probably.
I did kind of have a little bit of like heartbreaking moment with Frankie's panic attack, her meltdown scenes.
Oh, Stevie? Stevie's. Yeah,
Frankie
Stevie's
was the is the dad.
dad, sorry, Stevie's.
Yeah, she's, yeah.
That like broke my heart. Like she broke my heart a little bit each time.
Well, and I think my thing with Stevie too is like the dad's like she's my favorite daughter, and like he like tries to pull her in, and like I feel like she's in like soft-hearted enough that like she falls for it every time. And then she just gets screwed, and it makes me sad for her.
Yeah, she gets it back in her book.
Okay.
Well, that makes
Good
me
to
happy
know.
then.
Do you have a book, a soundtrack, a song that you think of when you read this book? I do. Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne. That is
That's
the
good.
only song that works for this book.
Yeah, my head went blank. I'm sure I could think of something else, but not off the top of my head.
Yeah, that's quite appropriate.
Yeah. Leah, do you think you'll read more of this author or this series?
I mean, I definitely will if I have time.
Fair.
I mean, that is actually my biggest thing right now, 'cause they're long and kind of they're involved. So I need to be able to sit and I have to eyeball these going forward because the head hopping in the audio, it was a lot.
Yeah,
But
no.
yeah, I really enjoyed her writing style, like the way that she created the characters and the storylines. Like I definitely will be reading her again. I just have to find the time to be able to sit and focus on it.
No, I think that's fair. And Amanda, you love this series. It's a favorite.
Yeah, I think I'll probably try to reread at least a couple more in this series before the end of the year because I have some different things coming up where I'll have some downtime. So I'm gonna need some funny
As
books.
much dare downtime as you think. Just
Well, no,
saying.
I have some enforced downtime with some
Oh.
family stuff that
Oh,
I'll have to, yeah. But yeah, other than that, but yeah.
and I absolutely would pick up another one of these. I will pick up Stevie's book, the next book. Like, it won't be this week, but I absolutely want to come back into the series and read more. The humor, the antics. This is funny. I was trying to explain it to the girl child. I think that this is something that she would love because it's not so heavy in the romance.
No, I think that she would really enjoy this.
So I feel like this would be one that she'd really like. And oh my God, it was so flippin' hilarious.
It was really funny. Oh,
I was looking at the previous book because I was trying to figure out whose book was something, and I saw like a description on one of them, and Publishers Weekly for that series described it as Animal Planet and the Sopranos.
Oh, yeah.
And I was
With some Animal House mixed in.
Which fits the other one a little more because they're a little you get more into like the group and cat and house and all that, all those like secret organizations. But I was like, yeah, I was like, it's Animal Planet mixed with something chaotic. Like it's so funny.
Yeah. Well, and I think there's one of the things that about this book, I would say, is the entertainment value of this book. It's chaotic action sequences. It's the absurd scenarios, laugh out line, one-liners, the snark in this book. Like, this is top tier. So I just like the entertainment value. This book is worth it every second. And as someone coming into it, having never read Shelley Lauriston or having any knowledge and not a huge PNR reader, it actually was really understandable, like, and
Well,
really.
the way that she created the world was very like s it wasn't simple, but it was simple at the same
Well,
time.
because at first I kind of questioned, like, how does a tiger and a honey badger have sex to create a child? Well, they did it in the human
In
form.
human form.
Okay, so I'm not going to tell you how long it took me to get to that point, you guys, that I had to understand all that, just so we're all clear. Because the wolf book, they only had sex when they were wolves.
Which wolf book?
No, they did both.
The majority of the sex in that book was wolf sex.
In the Suzanne Wright book. No, they're human. I promise. I've read that book like
More
a
often
million
than
times.
not in the PNR world, they have sex
But
as
they did
humans
have like a
more
big
often,
sex thing as wolves,
but
though,
there's
right?
like it
Just once.
depends on the and a lot of times it's like around the
It's the
ceremonies.
mating. They did
It's
it at
the
the mating
mating thing,
ceremony.
and like that is the one time they do it. I mean, they do kind of do it past that after that, but it's like there's like a ritual that surrounds the animal
Yes.
commingling.
Okay, well, I'm just gonna say, like, it took I do not want to tell you how long it took me to remember, like, oh, they did it as
They're
humans.
humans and honey
Yeah.
badgers.
I will say Tracy Odom, I think she did a pretty stellar job on this narration. Everybody had a unique voice. She it felt like it felt a little cartoonish almost. You know how when you watch like the Flintstones, there's actually, there might be 12 characters, but it's only like actually
Do the
five
voices.
people doing all the voices. So it felt a little cartoonish in that sense, but I really did enjoy it, and she read it pretty. I did speed up to 1.5, I think.
I was
I
at
didn't listen.
1.75.
I didn't have time to listen, so I didn't, but I just reread it.
Well, and my thing is, like, my biggest issue is I didn't like going into it, like, not realizing it was head hopping until I was partway through. But once I was like, this is what's going on, then it was easier to follow. But like at first, I was like, what the fuck is going on right now?
And the only drawback in this, and again, I would recommend this book for anybody that's like, I want to get into PNR or into shifters or looking for something outrageous. I would absolutely recommend this. I do think it's crowded with characters. And I did go back and look at book one in another series of hers. She does like a lot of characters on a page.
She does.
So that's not something new to this book or this series, and not because we had read the other books. Or the other series, she just likes like the legacy stuff, I think, is what I was looking at. It those pages are crowded. It's never just the couple. It's a lot. If you weren't prepared for the head hopping, it's confusing, which Leah really got into. I figured the head hopping like right in that prologue, the first 3 minutes of the
See, I
audio.
didn't. Like I was like in the
She was too worried it
prologue.
was going
I
to be
was too
bad.
worried I was going to be traumatized by the end of it. Like that's where the focus was. But yeah,
It's
it's
romance
fine.
light, but I think that that's okay because there was enough action in the story that it, I didn't miss it. And I don't know that it would have added any value. The only thing it would have done is maybe cemented Berg and Charlie together a little more, but I feel they're pretty solid anyway, because like if
But I
you can
think the
stand
way
that
that the story
chaos.
plays out, like you don't need that. Like you have it, but you don't have it at the same time. Like it's this, it's a weird juxtaposition of the way that she created their like storyline.
I think the pacing was really good in this book too. Like it's absolutely hooky. You are in it. I mean, she's falling from the sky onto his balcony naked. Like, who's not going to keep reading that? There are so many subplots though. Like, and because it does continue into the next book, not all subplots are resolved.
They are not. No. Yeah, this
So,
is definitely not a standalone
no. I mean, you could, but
You could
series.
stop here, but
Yeah, but I
don't
wouldn't
jump into book
recommend. Yeah,
two because you will
exactly.
be lost even more so.
I just overall, I really enjoyed this. I could see how she's a must read. If you're a PNR reader, if you're just looking for something fun, this is a must read. Entry point wise, I was fine to enter here.
Yeah, I think you can. And she describes the other characters enough that you get a sense of who they are and what they're doing. Like, I think she does that really well. So you don't feel like you had to know what was going on with this previous series. Like, this one is completely separate, but it kind of makes you, I think
It
if I
makes you
hadn't read those,
want
it would
to
make me want to go
go.
back.
Well, I want to know about the pride because those
Oh,
guys,
they're so
they
funny.
seem bonkers. So, and it really was, this was just wild and zany. Honey Badger roller coaster. Like,
Honey badgers don't give a
to be
fuck.
honest, so, and I talked about this a couple weeks ago when we talked about the Rapture, which apparently we were on the wrong calendar. Rapture's back on, in case anyone didn't know that. Rapture's
I did
back.
not.
Because we were using the Julian calendar and God's on the Gregorian calendar. So the Rapture is in like 8 days, just in case we were curious. Rapture's back on. But I was talking about Ghost when we talked about getting sucked off for the Rapture. And I feel like this book was if Ghost was PNR with shifters. Because that show is so ridiculous, so crazy. Everything's over the top.
It is. It's a, such a funny show.
It's such a funny show.
And yes,
You know, like,
like
because.
as I'm imagining it, because it has that like chaos and
And some things don't make sense, and you're kind of like, huh, what are you doing?
not a lot of it makes sense.
But, I felt like if Ghost was a PNR shifter romance, this is the
I mean, they
vibe.
do have a Viking.
Yeah. Well, and things don't make sense. They have the Puritan lady that lives in the ground.
That's true.
I'm just saying, it has
Well, and they
that.
have like the basement dwellers.
Right. It's that
Shelley Laurensden
zany.
also has like a Viking. She only has two books in the series, but they're Vikings who have been brought back to life by Odin after they die. Or they come, it's people in real life who come back as like Valkyries and like stuff, which is, it's the Reckoning, the Un something. I forget. I think
That might
Joanna
need
mentioned
to
it earlier,
be.
but yeah.
I could get behind that.
It's really good. I'm really sad that she didn't do any more books in that series. There are two. But it's very good. And
That
I'm
might need to
blanking on the name.
be. We may need to visit that
Might need to visit
series.
that. Okay, is there anything else about Hot and Badgered, which this name? Is there anything else about Hot and Badgered we need to talk about before we go on to the next part?
I did appreciate the migraine rep with Charlie, like her migraines and how when she got them, and then he brought over the Coke and the medication, and so
There
I
was
did
some
like that.
caregiving, absolutely. And he was an overtop protector, which, I mean, that's your catnip or honey badger nip, apparently, or
It is. He could have been a little more like, killery for me, but
intense.
yeah.
He was a
But
little too soft for me,
could you be
but I
more
did like
killery?
him.
Like, I
Not
couldn't
just
think
in
of
bear
another word. Could
form.
you be more
Yeah.
stabby? We would
A
like
little
it.
more stabby. Yes.
Okay.
A little more clawy.
Oh my God. Hot and Badgered. Leah, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs up. I enjoyed it, even though I was lost for a little bit, but it was fun. It was
You were
funny.
lost, but now you're found.
I was lost, but now I'm found. Yeah. No, definitely thumbs up. I would read her again, recommend her definitely.
Amanda, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs
Well,
up.
that's a
This is
dumb
a it's a
question.
comfort read for me, so.
It was a thumbs up for me. I thoroughly enjoyed this book. It was the funny chaos that I needed. I know Jen Ellen was a little worried about things,
She
but
was, yes.
I was actually too, because I was like, I don't know if they're gonna. I figured Leah would probably be okay with that. I wasn't sure if you were gonna be okay with like how crazy it was, but
Oh, the crazy was perfect. I mean, come on, I read the door shifter romance, the
yes, but
balloon
I also know
animals.
but you're weird
you
when
don't
it
always
comes to
love
like,
PNR
that's the
shifters and
thing,
PNR
like
stuff.
animal shifters, you're kind of weird about. Like, you will read a door, you will read a fever
I
dream, you will
think
read
what
the
I
Kool-Aid
liked,
Man, but like when it's animals, you're
I
picky.
think what I liked about this is there was enough stuff about the animal husbandry stuff that was factual. Other than, I don't think bears are that driven by honey. I think that a stream of salmon might have been a better worrier thing. I
But it
don't know.
was funnier.
But the honey is funnier. But like, the fact that the honey badgers with the nails af getting into things, the bear-proofed trash cans, though the sometimes we get the wolf ones and it's like that doesn't feel like a wolf instinct.
Yeah, she takes like she'll take like a just one instinct, and she'll amplify it for all of the animals. And she does it with all of them and all of the series. And I think the way she does it just makes it funny. So you don't feel like you're, questioning it.
Jenny wants to know, are honey badgers killing anything?
Yes.
They kill.
Yes. Stevie eats some people whole.
She does.
But isn't she the one that's the
Well, she's part, yeah, well, she's part
tiger
honey
honey
badger,
badger?
part tiger, but Max is full honey badger, and she's definitely killing people.
She is killing people. Okay, Amanda, I have zero recs for this. Zero recs. Because this is again not my genre. If people enjoyed this book or want to read more like it, who else should they be reading?
Well, I think if you like Shelley Laurensden, she also writes under, like we spoke about, G.A. Aiken with Dragons. I also think Suzanne writes Olympus Pride, which is like her third shifter series. Like it's not the one that we read, but she also has, that's her little more crazy one. She also has Honey Badgers. She has Wolverines. She has like all the same kind of like off the wall animals in that one. It's a little It's a little more romance forward, a little more relationship forward. You get in more into like the fated mates situation, but I love that series. I think anybody who likes this one would like that one. Also, the Deliciously Dark Fairy Tales or Magical Midlife by K.F. Breen. Both of those are kind of on the bonker side. You get some shifters, you get some other magical creatures in both of those series, and they're really laugh out loud funny. And then the other one I had was Tales from the Alpha Art Gallery by Cynthia St. Aubyn, which I know Leah has read too. The
Yeah,
Love
it's really
Sucks and Love
funny.
Bites series are the two that
It
I've
has
read.
those over the top hijinks types
Yeah.
of things, but it's all like, but it has it's more has a more serious tone to it at the same time. But yeah, it's really good.
Oh, Suzanne Wright is who we're
Suzanne
talking.
Wright, yeah.
And then Stacy adds Molly Harper. She does more witches and vampires, but it's the same kind of funny
Yeah,
rom-com.
that's true. I didn't think about Molly, but yeah, that's true.
And Millie Taden, she has a ton of PNR. She has like a mix of everything. There's some serious ones. There's some that have like some like rom-commy feels to them too. She has a like honestly, like if it is an animal, she's probably gonna write about it because she has like a whole slew of books. But yeah, so she you can always find something from her.
I don't have any, but I loved this book. I thought it was so funny. Like, these are memorable characters, right? Like,
They really
these
are, yeah. Yeah.
are, I laugh in my head. I'm like, don't be a Charlie. Do not stress bake. And when the best friend shows up, Maxine's best friend,
Her
Max, not
Dutch.
Maxine, do not call her Max.
Yeah.
And he's a Wolverine or a
Yeah.
weasel.
The
Call him.
weasel. Yeah.
I loved that. I loved it. So I mean it was really funny. Okay, I think that's it for this deep dive into Hot and Badgered. We'll be back Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the YouTube. What are we talking about?
The queen archetype.
Oh, the queen archetype. Yep, we're going back into archetypes. We're going to talk about the queen, and how we kind of define queen and our love of the FMC.
Yes.
And then next week, we are back here diving into the Scary Sexy collection put out by Amazon. It's a multi-author novella collection, and I have a favorite. I have a favorite. I
I haven't
cannot
read them
wait.
yet.
I cannot
I
wait.
listen to them. I really, really like
The
them.
audio is so good. So good. So make sure you are back here Sunday night, and then we will see you next Wednesday. Until next time, everyone.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.